some sound advice once from a dear old gentleman. You've heard me talk about him before. In the days when God was moving upon us all together, he gave this young man, as I was then, some very, very sound Yorkshire advice. And this is what he said. They'll keep crying while he comes, brother. While is the Yorkshire word for until. They'll keep crying while he comes. When he comes, I'll shut up. That's what he said. So keep crying. You keep crying till he comes. Praise God. He didn't mean shedding tears. He meant crying unto him. Praise God. Thou keep crying, he said, while he comes. Hallelujah. And when he comes, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he comes, it's like the dawning of the day. Glory, it's like the shutting up of the tomb. It's like the closing of a sewer. Amen. When he comes, it's like the end of everything. For the beginning of a new. When he comes, hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost comes, oh, right out of misery into joy. Right out of defeat into victory. Right out of darkness into light. When he comes, it's not gradual. It's sudden. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the trouble is with people that live in the northern and southern hemisphere, they haven't got an idea about what it is, what daylight's like. Or, you see, it's dark and then the sun's up. And it's light, you see. Up here, it's all so gradual, gradual, gradual. And we're these gradual kind of people. But when you get where it's really hot, that's right, where it's dead central, boom, it's daylight. And then at night, it's dark. That's right. It's sudden. And old Malachi, he said, that he whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Amen. Suddenly comes to his temple. Praise God. One minute he's out and the next minute he's in. Bless God. That's what Malachi said. Suddenly. That's what it said on the day of Pentecost. Suddenly. There was a sound from heaven. Suddenly, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. Why, it's so sudden. They woke up. They came alive. The Holy Ghost came. He didn't creep in. He comes suddenly. The end of an old, the beginning of a new. It's wonderful when he suddenly comes. Isn't that a tremendous thing? Yes. All of a sudden. Glory be to God. All of a sudden. Amen. Imagine old Lazarus in the tomb. All of a sudden he heard, Lazarus, come forth. So he came forth. All of a sudden. Praise God. Amen. He'd been lying there peacefully enough. Dead as a dead man can be. Jesus said, Lazarus! Amen. That was the end of it all, or the beginning of something new. It was wonderful. Glory. He speaks with the voice that wakes the dead. Amen. That's what he does. And they that hear the voice of the Son of Man live. Amen. Praise God. You have to listen for his voice, not work anything out in your mind. Praise God. You have to listen for his voice, not start trying to climb the golden stairs. You have to listen for his voice. God has made it dependent upon his word. He's sovereign in this matter of life and death. He's sovereign. Praise him. And it's because subtly in our nature, in our hearts, we have the nature of the serpent. We wriggle and wiggle and we try and we do all sorts of things. Yes, that's right. And then God comes and he says, Lazarus! Praise God. Look at Mary. She was breaking her heart. She'd made up her mind that it was all over and somebody had stolen him. And he comes and he says, Mary. Listen, little boy lies, he's asleep, he's in front of the altar. Samuel, Samuel, a man is riding along a road to Damascus. Saul! Saul! He fell off his horse or whatever he was riding on. Amen. Suddenly, praise God. God breaks into death. God breaks into bitterness and hardness. Nobody hated more than Saul hated. God breaks in utterly. I make a suggestion to you. Let God be God in your life. If you attempt anything else, you'll only succeed in building an idol that you will worship in your tears. You will fall down before it. It will be a sorry thing. It will be horrible to your vision. You will hate it. You will detest it, but you will worship it. You will weep before it at times, night and day. You will hate its raucous voice. You won't want anything to do with it. You will hate it, but you will worship it. And it's yourself. Jesus comes. And it's God. You will worship in the realms of I can't. I don't. I won't. But when you worship him, you will say, I can. I will. I do. That's Jesus. You're worshipping the right one then. The other, you're worshipping yourself. And you're horrible and rotten and hard and vile and unmentionable and shameful. And you might try and dress it in some lovely texts. But the only robe that Jesus wears is righteousness. And it's girt about his peps with a golden girdle. And he'd love to feed you with the golden milk of his word. This is the great truth. This is the thing that he's saying to you. He calls, he comes suddenly. He goes up to the temple suddenly. You can read all about it in the chapter in the Bible that you should know all about, so I won't tell you. And suddenly, in the midst of the feast, he comes up there and here. He's making a call. You say, yes, you talk about him, Lazarus, but you see, he hasn't called my name. My name's not Lazarus. You talk about him calling Mary. My name's not Mary. Samuel, my name's not Samuel. Saul, my name's not Saul. He hasn't called my name. Oh, listen. In the middle of the feast, and right on the great day of the feast, he stands up and he says, if any man, put your name in there, sister, put your name in there, brother. If any man, shout your name, John, Jack, Mary, Joan, hallelujah, you're in there. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. He may not specifically have mentioned your name, and just because it would take him a long time to mention any name in the world, every name in the world, and you might feel left out, he's bracketed you. Any man, glory. If you're a man, be a man. Glory. I include you sisters in that. Let him come unto me and drink. He may not specifically have mentioned your name, but he's specific about what he tells you to do. Come to me and drink. Yeah. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, listen to him. And don't you dare deny it. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what he said. And I know it's true. Do you? He's speaking of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him receive. Glory be to God. That's for any man, any woman. I like God, he's generous. Ho, he says, in case you should think that he's missed out someone, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hallelujah. Anyone that's thirsty, blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you? Are you? Well, drink. Drink. Just drink. Drink as though you're the thirstiest person in the world. Drink. 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 Keep drinking. Say, what do I drink? Drink Jesus in. Drink. Drink in his spirit. drink him in. Hallelujah. That's what he says. Everybody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you really thirsty? Are you really thirsty? Really thirsty? Glory. When you're really thirsting for something, you go after it like you've been going after sin. You go for it as you've gone for sin. That's what you do. But now it's not sin, but you're employing the same powers. You're employing the same inward man. And go for him, drink. Come on, he says, you come to me. Doesn't matter if you're out there at the back of the crowd, push through the crowd. Look at the little woman that pushed through the crowd when she wanted to get healed. I don't know how she got there. I'll ask her when I meet her, if somebody points her out to me. She got through and she just took it. She went there. Glory be to the name of the Lord, because she got to a place of certainty in her heart that it was there for the taking. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Do you see it's there for you? Praise God. Well, drink then. Drink! Hallelujah! You better drink right down here too at this level. He said it's out of your belly, it's going to flow. You have to, he doesn't apologize for talking really right deep down to basic things. Drink right down here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God, I drink you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See? Amen. Come out of your mind and come into your spirit and be primitive and be thirsty and don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Glory to God. If you'd been without food for about 4 days and there was some food here, you wouldn't worry about what somebody thought about you. You'll say, I'm hungry, you know. You'll say, oh, but you know where we live, we have table napkins. You'd say, give me the food. We don't eat with our hands in our society. Give me the food. You eat with your hands when you're hungry. Praise God. Never treat God politely. You won't hurt him if you get hold of him. He's been crucified. He's been hurt beyond anything you'll be able to do to him. Come primitive. Come naked. Come like a beast if you've been like a beast and lived like a beast. Then come like a beast. Don't try and educate a beast. Come. Jesus. Hallelujah. That lamb slew every beast. Praise the name of the Lord. Come like a beast, like you've been wallowing, struggling, lusting, burning, fighting, hating. Come! That's it. That's what he's come for. Get off this polite business as though the gospel is a sort of a new kind of a society leveler or upraiser or something. It's God's answer to man's need. Basic and real and as rotten as it's been. That's right. Don't you want to let anybody know you've been rotten? Don't Don't you want to let anybody know that you've been vile and like a beast? You needn't hide it. That's what they've been like too. The one sitting beside you, they've been like it too. You needn't try and hide it. They're thinking they've got to hide it from you. You think you've got to hide it from them. That's the great deception that's in the world. That's how the devil's pulled it over everybody's eyes. They've all been like you. They may not have done it the same way. That's not the point. I mean, a lion's no less a lion because you keep it in a cage. It's just as much a lion as if it was roaming free in the jungle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus has come to meet reality. Basic needs. He hasn't come to educate us. He's not a psychologist. Amen. He's a Savior. And He only saves sinners. Glory be to God. He only saves the worst. Hallelujah. He never saved the best because there never was one till He came. Amen. He saves the worst. He saves the scoundrels and the rotters and the twisters and the liars and the fornicators, the haters, the murderers, the lusters, the thieves. He saves them. Hallelujah. He saves those that have done wrong, those that have been wronged. He saves those that have sinned and have been sinned against. He saves us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's right. It's power. It's reality. It's God. Don't try and educate God and tell Him what you need. He knows. Amen. Come and let God deal with you. Amen. Will you do that? Do it now then. Praise God. He stands up. He says, if anyone thirsts, He gets you on the thirst. And look at the things you thirsted after in your life. You can't mention them in public, some of the things you've thirsted after. Can you? No, that's right. God knows. God bless you for honesty. We're all a rotten lot of twisters and sinners and vile persons till Jesus Christ comes and orders this. And if you don't like that, you'll never be saved. Amen. He saves hippies and hoppies and huppies and I don't know what. Hallelujah. He saves people. Glory. This is His testimony. This is the wonder of Him. Amen. That's God. He's not conventional. Amen. You can't tie Him down. You can't kill Him for good. You can't seal Him in a tomb. You can't put Him on a cross. You can't carry Him around in a locket. Hallelujah, He's God. Amen. You can't have Him in a frame over the head of your bed either. Amen. He's God over all. He's God everywhere. Amen. Now come and let God deal with you. Come on. Get right with God. Hallelujah.
Amen,
any man.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
You let God deal with you.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord.
That's right. You come and let God deal
Amen,
with you.
Lord. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. I am angry of you, Lord.
You don't sit so that you can have an excuse for blaming God. Let God deal with it. Amen. No man shall ever accuse God of not doing things for them. It's all done. You receive it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. To save you if you think you're not a sinner. He hasn't come to save the righteous. He hasn't come to save the good people. He came to save the people who know that they're bad through and through. That's right. Glory to God. No one else. Glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's no difference. We've all sinned. And come short of the glory of God. But the glory of God's come. The glory of God's revealed. The glory of God. He's seated at Father's right hand. He's the glory of God. And he's done it. He's triumphed gloriously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll burn sin right out of you. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Glory. Praise God. It's fire. There's no compromise.